From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Battles between al-Qaeda-linked fighters and Syrian government forces left 73 people dead in a village near Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Friday that the attack was carried out by a group of Islamist insurgents known as Jaish al-Fatah, which has refused to recent efforts by the U.S. and Russia to de-escalate the fighting in Aleppo. The jihadists were able to recapture the village of Khan Tuman and others surrounding it early Friday. Of those killed, 43 were rebels, while another 30 were government forces. Workers in Greece walked off their jobs Friday in protest of new pension and tax reforms being considered by the government that workers say will cut deeply into their incomes. The government's austerity measures are part of a multi-billion-dollar international bailout agreement. The 48-hour protest came at the behest of the country's largest public and private sector labor unions and has shut down various services, including ferries to the island nation, garbage collection, and government offices. Greece's Parliament is set to vote on a bill to overhaul the country's pension system Sunday night, and the protest was timed to coincide with that vote. If the law is passed, Greece will raise its Social Security contribution requirements, increase the income tax on high-wage earners, and set up a new national pension. After inviting hundreds of international journalists to cover its first ruling party congress in 36 years, North Korea barred the media from entering the actual event. The Workers' Party Congress is the biggest political convention held in North Korea in generations and is expected to bolster young leader Kim Jong-un's power. This is VOA News. Vote counting is underway in London, where Britain's capital could be getting its first Muslim mayor, as Sadiq Khan, a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants, appears headed for victory in what British Muslims see as a turning point. It could be several hours before results are known. Whether Khan wins or loses, British Muslims see his reaching the status of frontrunner in the race as a sign of their growing political clout in the former seat of one of the world's great empires. Khan, representing the Labour Party, is the son of a bus driver and a seamstress. In a field of 12 candidates, he was in a tight and often bitter race against the other frontrunner, conservative Zach Goldsmith, who is Jewish and the son of a billionaire tycoon. Baghdad went on complete lockdown Friday, fearing a repeat of last week's turmoil when protesters stormed into the Fortified International Zone, or IZ, and broke into parliament, forcing lawmakers to flee for their lives. The government set up concrete barriers around the city, and foreign embassies inside the IZ had visibly increased security. The main Tigris River bridges were sealed off with layers of concrete barriers, severing the routes from the planned demonstration site of Tahrir Square in the east to the IZ in the west. Razor wire and concrete barriers blocked some Baghdad streets, and police trucks with armed guards were parked in side streets leading up to the square. Sadr City, home to about 5 million supporters of firebrand Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, was also shut down. However, by late afternoon, the feared demonstrations had not materialized. SpaceX has once again successfully landed a booster rocket on an ocean platform. The feat was accomplished after the rocket deployed a Japanese communication satellite into orbit. The unmanned Falcon 9 rocket landed early Friday on a platform in the Atlantic Ocean off the southeastern U.S. coast of Florida. Last month, internet entrepreneur Elon Musk's SpaceX successfully landed a used booster rocket after it launched an unmanned cargo ship to the International Space Station. And the U.S. economy had a net gain of 160,000 jobs in April, while the unemployment rate held steady at 5%. Friday's report from the Labor Department was weaker than most economists had predicted. Job gains occurred in business services, healthcare, and financial activities. Employment declined in mining, which includes the oil sector, which has been battered by plunging commodity prices. For more on these stories and others, visit us on the web at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.